The generally gloomy weather pattern from last week is gone, and we are looking at bright and mild weather as we work through much of this week. And boy, what a nice change over the weekend. I know we were kind of slowly breaking free of the pattern we were in, so it wasn't the brightest weekend overall, but I happened to be in Schenectady on Saturday. Right around 5 o'clock, it's like the sun just parted the clouds, and it was so wonderful to see the sunshine, and we had some nice breaks of sunshine again yesterday on Mother's Day, and we are looking ahead at brighter and milder weather as we go through the week, so we're going to definitely appreciate this week after last week, which brought plenty of clouds and rain from time to time. Now, we are looking at some drier in place and rather chilly temperatures as we go through the night, so even though we've started to turn that corner a little bit weather-wise, we do have to be aware that there is the threat for a frost or a freeze tonight. So if you have plants that are sensitive to the cold, you want to definitely take action on that, as temperatures will drop back into the lower and mid-30s across most of our area, and we're likely to see some 20s in the Adirondacks and Greens. And moving into the day tomorrow, we'll have high pressure continue to control the weather from the north. There's a front that stalled to our south. It's far enough south that I don't think we're going to see any rainfall from that front, though there might be some clouds from time to time, especially in areas south of the capital region, though it shouldn't be a big deal. The bigger deal will be the dry weather again, as temperatures come up into the 60s in most areas. We may have some upper 50s in the mountains and a few spots south of Albany. We may touch the 70-degree mark tomorrow, so a pleasant day ahead for Tuesday. And it looks to get warmer as the week moves along. On Wednesday, we keep it bright with temperatures in the 60s to low 70s. And by Thursday, we're targeting high temperatures that in most areas should reach above that 70-degree mark. So the first week of May really was not an award-winning week by any means, but this second week of May is looking to be quite nice across New York and western New England. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, with areas of frost and freeze, low 30 to 35, some 20s in the mountains. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 58 to 64. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, with areas of frost and freeze, low 30 to 35, with some 20s in the Adirondacks. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, high 58 to 64. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and cold, with areas of frost and freeze, low in the 30s. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny and pleasant, high in the 60s to around 70. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, with areas of frost and freeze, low in the lower to mid-30s. And for tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly sunny and warm, with highs in the 60s to lower 70s. And on Thursday, mostly sunny and mild, with highs in the lower to mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.